his spirit changed house, and went there as I came never, I cannot tell in where. Therefore I stint, I am no divinister. Of souls find I not in this register. Ne me ne list thilke opinions to tell of them, though that they writen where they dwell. Our kite is cold. There Mars his soul guide. Now will I speak in forth of Emily. Shrieks Emily, and howleth Palamon. And Theseus, his sister, took anon swooning, and bore her from the corpse away. What helpeth it to tarry forth the day, to tell an how she wept both eve and morrow? For in such cases women have such sorrow, when that their husbands be from them ago, that for the more part they sorrow so, or else fall in such a malady, that at the last certainly they die. Infinite be the sorrows and the tears of old folk, and folk of tender years, in all the town for death of this Theban. For him there weepeth both child and man. So great weeping was there none, certain when Hector was y brought all fresh y slain to Troy. Alas, the pity that was there, cratching of cheeks, rending eke of hair. Why wouldst thou be dead, these women cry, and hadst gold enough and Emily? No man might gladden Theseus, saving his old father Aegeus, that knew this world's transmutation, as he had seen it change both up and down, joy after woe, and woe after gladness, and showed them example and likeness. Right as there died never man, quod he, that he ne lived in earth in some degree, right so there lived never man, he said, in all this world that sometime he ne died. This world is but a thoroughfare full of woe, and we be pilgrims passing to and fro. Death is an end of every worldly sore. And over all this yet said he muchel more to this effect, full wisely to exhort the people, that they should them recomfort.